Welcome to another Cut on Low Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
2020. I wonder if we can go into this year.
Is there a joke about that? Do you have a joke about 2020? Something to do with vision, maybe?
Well, my wife went to see the optometrist today. She had that fixed. No, but well, we're talking about a vision. Our guest today is Kat Ingram, who's the Managing Director of Keystone Sporting Solutions. And it's really interesting to have a chat to her in regards to volunteer levels.
Well, volunteers are very important, as we know, in community sport. And so, and we've, all of us have had involvement over the years. So maybe for people listening, new year, take on a new role, maybe volunteering is the way to go.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show, Kat.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
Now, first off, can you just, in a nutshell, spell out what your role is and what you guys do?
So my role as Managing Director is really to support sporting clubs. So the real focus behind my business is really children. I want to encourage children to play sport. I want them to feel welcome. In order for that to happen, clubs need to have good governance and be organised and manage their volunteers effectively. So volunteer management is a real passion of mine. I think if you have a good volunteer structure, good governance, it can really support the club moving forward.
Do you think, how would clubs get to know who you are? Like, I mean, I've been involved in different clubs and I know often we sort of just bumble along doing the best we can. And looking at your website, looking at the services you offer, I thought, gee, I wish I'd known that a little bit earlier. So how do clubs get information about the services that you offer? How could they get in contact with you?
So I have a Facebook page as well as a website, so keystonesportingsolutions.com.au, and that outlines a number of different services and resources. I also do some work for the Office of Recreation and Sport and also get asked by a lot of councils to come and talk to their sporting clubs on the areas of governance, volunteer management, how to run a committee meeting and an AGM. So I have a lot of connections with the sporting clubs and councils.
Now, looking at your website and a bit of the information, you identify the different types of volunteers in regards to happy helpers, community commitment, etc. What have you broken it down to? How many different types of areas and what do they represent?
So back in 2013, the Australian Sports Commission did a study on volunteer management and they identified 10 different sectors, and that was based on volunteers' motivations for volunteering or even perhaps people that don't want to volunteer and why they don't volunteer. So the study was covered about 3,000-odd people, and the two biggest areas that were identified for sporting clubs were the happy helpers and the community committed. So those were people that volunteer their time and they had different motivations. Often the reason why people volunteer for sporting clubs is because their child plays. That was definitely the number one reason. And they found that there was a direct relationship. So in order for people to volunteer, there's got to be that direct relationship, whether it be their child's playing or their grandchild's playing. And that's where a lot of the sporting club volunteers come from.
And there's always been a problem over the last 5, 10, 20 years that I've seen on committees is the fact of overcommitted. So many people are in a job for so long, they take ownership of it, and it's very hard for them to give it out to other people. And then you strike the problem of when they want to step down, there's no one to take over. What type of aspects do you look at when you're trying to help clubs with those?
Is this a self-help segment?
No, it was just an interesting thing that struck me when I was reading about this the information in the...
Yeah, that really is a tough one. Often within sporting clubs, there are people called the gatekeepers that are people that have been in roles in sporting clubs for so many years and they don't want to give up that role and they hang on to it no matter what. And that is a really tough one. The problem occurs is when these people do leave the club, move into state, have an accident that doesn't allow them to volunteer anymore, the clubs are lost. They lose a lot of that corporate knowledge and they've lost an asset that they've had to the club. So that really is a tough one. Succession planning really is the key, and that's one area that I really feel needs to be addressed within the sporting industry.
The face of community sport and junior sport has really changed. I mean, I'm now in my 50s and growing up as a young kid playing sport and being involved as a younger person competing and volunteering on committees, Now there is a lot of expectation on clubs and a lot of expectations for legal reasons, but also if we just take in child protection, for example. I mean, so all these things are really critical for clubs to get their head around, and the type of services you offer would be really beneficial, I imagine.
Yes, yeah, there are definitely some barriers out there, and the Australian Sports Commission study identified some main ones. So time was the major reason why people couldn't volunteer, or it was and unless strong motivations exist, people always find a reason not to volunteer. So some of the things clubs can do in this area is to break down the roles. So instead of having a traditional secretary that does all the work, why not have two types of secretaries, one that takes the minutes, one that manages some other aspects of a secretarial role that maybe does all the correspondence. So breaking down those roles is key. And often you'll find people don't want roles, they want tasks. So instead, if you were to say to someone, Robert, will you be the canteen manager for the season? You'll probably say no. But if I say to you, could you go out and grab some drinks or maybe cook the barbecue between 9 and 11, and Sean, can you do from 11 to 1 on Saturday? You'll more than likely go, yep, I can give up 2 hours, I can do that. So one of the key things I think clubs need to look at is the role of a volunteer coordinator, which is someone within the club that can help coordinate the volunteers, whether it's the recruitment of volunteers, whether it's the recognition, recording how many hours or years of service volunteers have done, organising thank you events for volunteers, as well as coordinating, say, a canteen roster and breaking down that such a large role into small, sizeable chunks for clubs to manage.
Recognition is a big one, isn't it? And I think, you know, we grow up watching sport. I mean, we'd love to watch the participants. We forget about all the people making it happen. Do you think, and I think that's done pretty poorly, like recognition of the volunteers, officials, people on the committee, coaches. Do you think that's done, is that getting done better, or do you think it's done poorly?
I think it's perhaps done ad hoc. I think clubs need to be a little bit more strategic in how they reward volunteers. And the Australian Sports Commission study looked at the motivation. Some people want intrinsic motivations and some people want extrinsic. So telling someone the benefit of how they have volunteered has benefited the club, or it has resulted in this player being and raising enough funds for them to go off and compete at a state championship is different than doing a public acknowledgement. So it's a matter of understanding your volunteers, what motivates them, and the best way to recognise those people.
Do you have a blueprint which is a foundation for sort of helping volunteers in clubs?
So there are a lot of resources out there that can support clubs. So VSTAR is a website developed by the Office of Recreation Sport that I was heavily involved with, and that has a number of different recognition strategies for volunteers that are both free, low cost, and high cost as well. So volunteers can definitely go on there and have a look at some sources. I think having a volunteer management policy and procedures are important, and that can outline more strategically on how clubs are going to manage their volunteers and reward them as well.
One of the things I've noticed with clubs that are well-established, clubs that have been around for 100 years and 50 years, they seem to have a stream of people who come back to the club when after they've retired, they've brought up kids, the kids are playing the sport. They seem to be the strongest volunteers because they feel like they're giving something back to the sport that gave them so much enjoyment. Is that what you have found?
Yes. One of the segments that the Australian Sports Commission's research showed was called the altruists, and this was the older generation that are retired or semi-retired that really want to give back to the club, and where their involvement previously with the club might have been actively umpiring, they're probably physically now not able, so it's the club's responsibility to maybe try and find some other roles that do suit these volunteers that perhaps aren't so physically exerted for them.
What about the non-volunteers? So if you could give some advice, I mean, because, again, running a club now, like if I take social media, that can have a real positive impact for a club, but I've seen it have negative impacts as well. Mm-hmm. What would be good advice for people who don't want to volunteer their time, but they've got either kids, for example, their parents have kids who are involved in the club?
That's an interesting one. People that don't want to volunteer their time. So I keep going back to the Australian Sports Commission's research they conducted. Out of the 10 segments, they actually came up with two segments that they said don't even bother about trying to contact these groups because they're not going to volunteer. It's low on their radar. It's not something they'll even consider. But there were some target markets that they thought, well, this could be something that we could tap into. So, for example, high school or university students that perhaps they're volunteering to get some more experience to put on their resume, to develop a new skill set. So that's a new kind of target market that clubs can aim for. And social media is so huge. And I think clubs miss out on the opportunity that often clubs have juniors, and those juniors are more up to speed with the number of different social media platforms than adults will ever know. So I think tapping into your juniors to actually help with the social media, the marketing of the club, and being those advocates for the club, I think are a key thing clubs should look at.
Now, you spoke previously about a roster for the canteen and those types of issues. I look at some of the more successful clubs that seem to have plenty of volunteers. They tend to have rosters to do the grounds, rosters, team rosters. So if it's the under-15 team, if the kids can't do it, their parents have to do it. So they have to run the canteen that weekend, or they have to do the grounds this weekend, or they just have to be involved. And it forces them to be involved, but they do it in such a way that each team might only have to volunteer 2 times a year, and that seems to work quite well.
Exactly, and it's sharing the love around, and I think it's really clubs re-looking at their club culture and setting that culture in to expectations as to when new people come on board. It's not an option of will you volunteer, it's an option of would you like to do this role or would you like to help out with that role, and actually having the parents' occupation on their children's application form, so you know the background of the parents.
Now, I was at the baseball the other day.
I
saw this woman running around doing a lot of work behind the scenes. So not only do you understand all this at a very high level, you actually lead by example.
Yes. And by the way, that was a good game. The Adelaide Giants are having a great season. Yes. So I'm the assistant volunteer coordinator as well with the Adelaide Giants. I'm also vice president of a social association, a vaulting club, which is gymnastics on horses, and on another board as well for another sporting organisation. So I live in clubland. I've coached, I've umpired, I've been president, treasurer, records officer, secretary. I've held multiple roles, so I really understand what clubs go through, because I go through it with my own clubs and I play sport as well at the moment.
And you had to do something. I mean, there was one guy especially who was demanding a lot from you that night. He wanted tables, he wanted drinks, he wanted all sorts of stuff.
Oh, Sean, it's never ending. It's every time I see him, he wants
How
something
do you deal
else
with
from me.
Like oh, that?
It's a real tough job. It's just fortunate he's in the room with us right now.
Not guilty. Yes, the amazing thing there is that we've had our almost come to the conclusion of this show, and I did not mention baseball once. So, Sean and Kat, I'm really pleased that you've come on board.
We just got in before you, Rob, that's all. There's a couple of minutes left, and we know you would have got in there.
Bet you to it.
Now, the one thing about you, Kat, I've been on various committees with you, and I've seen the work that you do. But the thing that probably a lot of people don't realise is that you are a fair softball player and a fair sports person yourself. Do you think the fact that you got so much enjoyment out of sport, is that the foundation of why you want to give back?
Absolutely. Growing up, I played sport. My mother never had to worry about where I was. I never partied on Saturday nights. I was always out with my sporting club. It was just what I grew up with, and I think all the life skills that kids can learn through sports, that's something that I want to give future generations. So learning resilience, how to win and lose, teamwork, independence, confidence, leadership. I think there's just so many life skills that children can develop through sport, and I want to see that continue.
That's a wonderful thing, and it's true. I mean, sport offers so much, and we often think just about the people who are the performers. So I think it's great that we got you in today to chat about volunteers, because without people volunteering, all of these opportunities for kids and adults would not exist.
We look at all the famous sports stars we've got in the world, and they started at a local sporting club. So, and that was run in Australia. They're run by volunteers. So, yeah, it's very important.
Thank you very much, Kat. Managing Director of Keystone Sporting Solutions. I recommend all people to go and have a look at that, especially if they're looking for some guidance for their clubs to go ahead. So ends another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.